for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A head-on collision in Winchester kills two people. UVA prepares to host a debate featuring the Republican candidates to challenge Senator Tim Kaine. And new ballot rules from the State Board of Elections, hoping to avoid another confusing election like 2017's. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 26th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia State Police are investigating a head-on collision that killed two people and injured three others over the weekend. Police said the accident happened Saturday night in Winchester when a 1999 Ford F-150 pickup truck traveling east on Paper Mill Road crossed the center line and hit a westbound 2001 Chevrolet Suburban. The driver of the pickup truck, a 36-year-old Winchester man, was taken to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Police said charges against him are pending. The driver of the Suburban, 59-year-old Michael Mercer of Stevens City, died at the scene. The front seat passenger, Jimmy Kilbourne Sr. of Winchester, died at a nearby hospital. A 67-year-old female passenger was taken to a local hospital for treatment of injuries. A 17-year-old male passenger was flown to Inova Fairfax Hospital for treatment. U.S. Senate Republican primary candidates have been invited to participate in a debate at the University of Virginia this week. The debate is being co-hosted by the school's Center for Effective Lawmaking, College Republicans, and the Frank Batten School for Leadership and Public Policy. Batten School Dean Alan Stamm and Professor Andy Pennock will moderate the debate. Five candidates are running for the Republican nomination, including State Delegate Nick Freitas and Prince William Board of County Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart. The Republican nominee will be selected by a primary vote on June 12th, and the winner will face Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine in the general election. The debate will be held Tuesday evening at 6:30 at Garrett Hall, and it is free and open to the public. The Virginia Board of Elections has approved a series of changes aimed at making ballots easier to understand. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the board on Friday unanimously adopted a new ballot design with clear instructions and other changes to make ballots more user-friendly. Control of the House of Delegates in the November 2017 election was decided by pure luck after one ballot with multiple bubbles marked and scratched out produced a tie in the 94th District. Republican Delegate David Yancey won a random drawing in January, ensuring a 51-49 Republican majority in the House. The Board of Elections also adopted a clearer process for responding to complaints about political ads that lack the legally required notice disclosing who paid for them. Finally, the congressional race for 2018 is on, and a huge slate of candidates will be on the ballot during primary season this year in Virginia. The election is only 2 months away, the primary election, that is, so candidates are furiously trying to raise money, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is leading the pack of congressional candidates in terms of raising campaign cash. Now, she is an incumbent, which gives her an advantage, and her district is in the most expensive media market in Virginia, so she's going to need the money. But Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says there's a downside to raising a lot of money. Her opponents can criticize her for taking more money from the NRA than any other member of the House of Representatives.
Barbara Comstock has to account for taking money from the NRA. I would say this, however, at the end of the day, I would imagine Barbara Comstock would rather have the money than not have the money.
One embattled Republican incumbent who does not have a lot of money is Dave Brett. Campaign finance records show he's raised only about $700,000. Now that puts him behind several first-time candidates and most of the incumbent members running for re-election. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
There are two Democrats that are most likely to face Brett, and that's Dan Ward and Abigail Spanberger. It's possible that either of them might be in a position to outraise him.
Ward has already raised more money than Brett, and Spanberger isn't that far behind. That means the next few weeks will be critical for Republicans and Democrats in the 7th Congressional District as candidates test their popularity by dialing for dollars. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.